Nazir Pirik Beis Mishnah Hey 2:5. It's learned from Psukim that there isn't a requirement for the person who is the Nazir to pay for the korbanos he'll be bringing at the end of his Naziris. Someone else could pay for them instead. And it seems to the Mishnah that that was a thing that people would accept upon themselves to pay for the korbanos of another Nazir. And the idiom that expressed that idea is called legaleach Nazir. Literally, that means to shave a Nazir, but the person who's making this commitment doesn't need to actually shave him in any way. The idea is that he's accepting upon himself to bring the korbanos, or pay for the korbanos, I should say, that the Nazir is obligated to bring, which he has to do along with the fact he also has to have his hair on his head cut, which is called giluach. So if a person says, Hareini Nazir, I accept upon myself Nazirus, va'alai legaleach Nazir, and I also accept upon myself to, literally again, to shave a Nazir's head, but what it means idiomatically is to pay for the korbanos of another Nazir. So it's two separate commitments, me to do Nazirus and to pay for someone else who is a Nazir, his korbanos. Ushma chavero. And another person hears this commitment, va'amar va'ani, me too, to which this is understood to refer specifically to the commitment to be a Nazir at all events. Exactly why that's the case is a bit of a machlokus, but the point is va'ani is understood to mean he also is just a Nazir, the first of the two commitments. Va'alai legaleach Nazir, I'm also accepting upon myself to pay for the korbanos of another Nazir. So, says the Mishnah, im hayu pikhim, if these two guys are smart, meaning they want to act efficiently and save their money, then megalchem ze ze, each one will pay for the korbanos of the other. And in that way, they only have to ultimately pay for one set of korbanos. Mr. A pays for B's korbanos, Mr. B pays for A's korbanos, both of them become nazirim, both of them bring korbanos, everything is cool. V'im lav, and if they're not pikhim, if they're not smart and efficient about how to use their money, so then, since each one took on two commitments, which implicate two sets of korbanos, one for themselves, one for somebody else, then magalchen nazirim acherim, aside for their own korbanos they'll bring, they also have to bring korbanos for another nazir, so they'll each bring two, pay for two sets of korbanos, for a total of four. And the chiddush in the Mishnah then would be, that you might have thought, perhaps, that when Mr. A says, I'm a Nazir and I'll pay for another Nazir's korbanos, that it would have to be, you might have thought erroneously, that it would have to be someone who currently is a Nazir. And since Mr. B hadn't taken on his Nazirus yet, that would not be acceptable. But no, says the Mishnah, it doesn't matter. When the person became a Nazir, as long as each person pays for a set of Nazir's korbanos, that'll be acceptable. And the din follows this Mishnah, Bepashtus.